Welcome back to the Duncan Bruins pregame show. Time to bring in the head coach, Bruce Cassidy, sponsored by Geico. Great news. There's a quick way you could save money. Switch to Geico. Go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes, you could save 15% or more on car insurance. Bruce, obviously a lot to like for the Bruins and the victory against the Nashville Predators the other night. Looking back, was a lot of what you saw about a mentality for your team?
Yeah, I mean, we had a good meeting Monday. We didn't like some of our games the previous week. But taking care of the puck first and foremost, making good plays with it, not high risk. And then in the offensive zone, trying to be a little more attack-oriented, less finesse, more, you know, if you get a step on a guy, let's funnel, for lack of a better term, and have a net presence, have a slot presence, and really work to get to those spots. And I thought, you know, we got rewarded for some good plays doing that. Our D were involved, shooting with their head up, not just shooting to shoot the puck. I made some good plays, both Grizz and Torrey, into the slot that led to some goals. So a good combination of those two things really helped us.
Did you see a spark again from David Krejci and Jake DeBrusk?
I like their game. I think Anders adds a little different element on the wing. He's got some speed and creativity, so they had a few chances where they got through the neutral zone clean, and when they do that, they're going to be a threat. You know, the other times where they got to go create loose puck situations for themselves, I thought Jake had more jump. Anders has always been doing that this year. He's been on top of pucks, trying to work to get him back, so hopefully they become a line that every night they're dangerous. You know, they may not finish, but run into a hot goalie or whatnot, but if they get their opportunities, they're all good players with skill that should be able to finish, so I like what they did.
Even though the coil combination is going to change tonight and David Backes is going to come in and replace Brett Ritchie, what do you still want that line to maintain here tonight?
Well, they're similar players, and again, the moms are all here, so we're trying to give everyone an opportunity to play at this time of the year because of that. It's a good team builder, and David plays a similar game to Ritchie when he's on, so hopefully he can go in. And Brett did a real good job of separating their man from the puck, and then our F2 and F3 were on time to pick up the loose change, beat their guys in there, and as a result, get some puck possession. I thought Brett, after he did that, was able to get to the front of the net, create some anxiety for the goaltender and the D, and opened up some ice. So did a real good job with that. Obviously made a play late in the game to Charlie, which is a little gravy good for them. But that's what I thought he did well, and I think David has that in his game. So they're not that dissimilar a player, so hopefully David could win and get his opportunity to do his part.
Torrey Krug didn't skate this morning. I understand he's a game-time decision. If he is able to go or unable to go, how do you want to adjust? What are you going to look like on the back end?
Yeah, he got a touch of the flu yesterday, so that's been going around, so we'll see where he's at today. If he's not able to go, Grizz will move up, play with Carlo, Moro will play with Steven Kampfer. We're going to get Steven in anyway, again, similar to Backes. So we lose a bit of a puck mover there, obviously, but Grizz has played in that power play unit. Stevie has done a good job moving the puck when he's been in there and jumping up and creating second layer of offense for us. So hopefully Torrey's good to go, but if not, we should be covered.
Having an opportunity to talk with some of the leadership crew here over the last week or so as the Bruins were going through this patch, it seemed like, in talking to Brad Marchand, for example, the other day, he said, let's not overthink it. Let's focus on the details, not look too far ahead. Let's not look back. How much do you lean on that message as a head coach to get that help within the room?
Well, we're all on the same page. Listen, the group in there has got us this far. They've played good hockey, turned it up when they've had to, played winning hockey when they've had to. We've had spells where we haven't played well, but found ways to win. And then lately we weren't playing well and found ways not to win. So guys get tired of that. So we revisit, the areas that we can get better at. And I think, take care of the puck first and foremost. We had some loose play, getting a little more attack oriented so we can create a little more offense. So it increases your chance to cut, to make a mistake and get back in the game. So those are some things we did well the other night. And so, yeah, I lean on our leadership group, but I think, like I said, we're all carrying the same message here. We're not panicking. The guys in that room, give the opportunity to dig yourself out of whatever kind of minor hole we've put ourselves in and get back in the win column a little more often.
Last thing, you're going to see the Winnipeg Jets here for the first time this season. Based on some of the early things that you've seen here for the Jets and how they want to play, how do you want your team to attack them here tonight?
Well, they got a good rush offense, and their top two lines obviously create a lot off that. They got guys that could finish there. In the O zone, they protect pucks well, big bodies, especially Scheifele and Wheeler. And then they find those slot presences with Line A and Connor, and guys that can finish don't need a lot of time. So that's where we want to make sure we're good at, having numbers back, first of all, which we did a good job with the other night, protecting the slot with help from our wingers and force them to go low to high, let their D beat us with shots from distance, box out, and hopefully we goalie sees it, and off we go. We rebound the puck. So good power play, got to be careful there. They do a good job on that. They got a lot of righties, so make those little small plays around the front of the net. So that's probably the areas that they have the most success with, that we got to be careful. They're a little bit like us that way. They'll play it tight, or if they get into into a game where they need to score, they can. So looking forward to it. We've always had good intense games with them, even though they're on the other side. It's not a rivalry, but certainly, you know, good intense hockey.
Good luck tonight, Bruce.
Right, thanks, Judd.
That's the head coach, Bruce Cassidy. Stay with us. The Bruins and the Jets are coming up next.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.